Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Critics, including the new Massachusetts U.S. Senator, Republican Scott Brown, are taking aim at President Obama's new health care reform plan. Brown says the new plan, released yesterday, would raise taxes, raise health care premiums, and slash Medicare. President Obama says the new plan would extend coverage to 31 million uninsured Americans. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is just back from a weekend in Washington, where he met with the president and Senator Brown to talk about health care, to talk about the president's new jobs plan, among other issues. Governor Patrick joins us now. Governor, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, thank you for having me. I hope you're well.
Thank you very much. Governor, a key measure in the president's plan would try to protect consumers from what the president called jaw-dropping rate increases by insurance companies. How is the president's plan going to help Massachusetts?
Well, it's a very similar idea that that we talked about and announced at the Boston Chamber of Commerce just a few weeks ago. This is, I think, a shared frustration that the president and I have, the same frustration that small business owners and families, working families have, with these annual double-digit increases in premiums when everything else is either flat or declining. And we've got authority here in Massachusetts under existing law to disallow or disapprove unreasonable or excessive increases. And what the president is proposing is to extend that same kind of authority federally.
We all know that rising health insurance premiums in other states are coming under fire right at this moment. It's a big controversy nationally. What's your message today for Massachusetts companies contemplating possible rate increases for this year and next year?
Well, enough's enough. You know, we've had this sort of circular conversation for years now, where we say, you know, one says to this provider, "Well, come on, you got to. Why do the costs keep going up when everything else is flat?" And they say, "Well, we can't do anything about it. It's them over there." And then you talk to them over there, and they point to somebody else, and there are all kinds of reasons why no one ever moves. Nothing ever happens. And meanwhile, small businesses, large ones too for that matter, working families, local governments, state governments, we are all victim of these double-digit annual increases. It's completely unsustainable. Something has got to give. And the proposal I made is really to say, look, enough is enough. We need some breathing room right now until we transition to payment reform, these more long-term solutions. And if somebody's got a better idea, let me have it. Otherwise, we're moving.
Your proposal to submit small business rate increases for state review and possible rejection was termed by one of your Republican opponents for governor this year, Charlie Baker, a campaign year stunt. Respond to that.
Well, listen, I can't spend all my time responding to the stunts that accuse us of stunts. And that's all that comment is. Charlie Baker has been a part of this industry and a part of this problem in some respects for a long time. He says he has some ideas about how to get costs down. Let's hear him. He's been right there and had access to me and my table and everybody in this industry for a very long time, long before I was governor. And I haven't seen him lift a finger to help anybody deal with these costs, anybody who is out there working every day trying to make their way forward. We're trying to deal with this right now because it's a crisis right now.
Do you think Charlie Baker did not do a good job running Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare in those years he ran the company?
Look, that's an issue for another time. I'm not even sure it's really relevant to this campaign. My point is that Charlie, like, frankly, all or most of the other candidates have had my phone number, have known how to get in touch with me, in many cases have worked with us on things, but I've never seen him lift a finger to help anybody deal with one of the most challenging issues of our time, and that is a particular crisis right now. If he's got an idea, have him call me, have him get involved. Let's try to make this solution work, or a solution work, to bring some relief to small businesses and working families today.
Let me ask you about Scott Brown, Massachusetts' new Republican U.S. Senator. You met with Scott Brown yesterday, as I understand it. Yesterday, Brown broke ranks with Republicans when he helped pass the president's new jobs bill in the Senate. Did you get any indication as to whether he's more likely to support this new version of the health care bill, health care which he has criticized on Capitol Hill.
I won't go that far. I will say we had a really useful conversation not too long before he was called down to vote on the jobs bill, and I had a similar conversation with John Kerry. I wanted them both to know how important this bill and other measures that are coming forward in the Congress are to getting people back to work here in the Commonwealth. You know, the importance in Senator Brown's case of him bringing the independent voice and independent vote to the work down in the Congress and in the Senate, keeping in mind the interests and the needs of the people of Massachusetts. If he does that, we'll be okay. And I also wanted him to know that among the governors, there was broad bipartisan support for elements of the jobs bill, as there is on the extension of so-called FMAP. 48 governors have signed a letter supporting this. So there is, we want to model as governors a willingness to solve problems across party lines, and I wanted to make sure that Senator Brown knew that. And we had a really productive conversation and a friendly one, as we always have.
Governor, you just said that you thought the president's new jobs bill was important in putting Massachusetts residents back to work. How will it do that?
Well, there's some it's coming in pieces, if you will. The first elements, that were voted on yesterday, having to do with things like the employment tax credit, which is very like something we have proposed here, I think can help and will help. I think there's some other issues coming, some other features coming in terms of access to capital, which is a very significant concern, something I hear over and over again here in Massachusetts from small businesses, will help as well. And in our meeting with the president yesterday, I and others talked about the importance of having some guarantees, some loan guarantees, even less expensive for federal government fiscal reasons, but highly with a high impact in terms of getting the credit markets loosened up for working capital for small companies.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Have a great day.